people drive around. They're all scattered throughout these small, cute little towns in Allegheny County among the scenic rolling hills. And what people do is they go and they see exhibits and displays, but also they have many opportunities to see demonstrations of the artisans doing their work. For example, there will be people who are doing a raku firing outside. There will be people throwing pottery. There will be people making jewelry. There will be people painting. It will be, it's a lot of fun, and you actually get to see the artist at work. And it's been the premier cultural event of Allegheny County now for 27 years.
And HM, you said that you believe it's probably one of the oldest
in the country. There's possibly one that might be a little older in Massachusetts. But pretty much we were the ones who started this whole wave of artisans opening up studios. Now there's one in Ithaca, now there's one in Cataraugus County, now there's one in Steuben County and locally. But we pretty much started it, and it started as a rural revitalization project for the little town of Andover. And like I say, it's really blossomed and grown. We happen to be very fortunate in Allegheny County to have a high number of very fine artisans, and the diversity of the work is impressive.
Talk a little bit about how over the years this great clay and metal and fiber, all those great things, that people continue, generations continue to learn how to do this work and preserve this work for many years to come.
Well, you know, in Allegheny County, there are, you know, it's also the home of Alfred University, which has a tremendous ceramic school. And some of our artisans came to Alfred to study, and they loved the area so much they just decided to stay. And we have had many of our artisans mentor other people. Other people came on as interns, especially like Stephen Walker, who's the metalsmith and jeweler in Andover. He has sponsored several of his workers. Eventually became artists in their own right, and some of them are on the tour, and some of them have gone elsewhere to other parts of the country and are still making wonderful married metal jewelry. It does have a snowball effect. It definitely, there are many people who are now on the studio tour who were just apprentices at an early stage.
What tends to be most popular in the tours when people come to see you? What are they looking for?
Oh, it's so hard to say because that kind of goes in waves as well. We have a wide variety of pottery. We have a wide variety of jewelry. We have woodworkers. We actually have this one who's a carver with bone. we have a taxidermist. we have a wonderful, wonderful furniture maker. We actually have somebody who builds houses, and people come and see his house designs and actually contract with him later on to do that. We have a wonderful doll maker. She's been on the studio tour since almost the first year, and she's really expanded. She makes all kinds of dolls and different themes. She's won a gazillion awards. So it's hard to say what's the most popular. Everybody loves jewelry. Everybody loves pottery. But we have some of those kind of unique little other media that are popular now. Garden art. We have this couple in Belmont who make tremendous, beautiful shapes of flowers and that you can put in your garden and on your walls and everywhere, and they're really kind of funky and bold and colorful. They're very popular. They've been on the tour for about 4 years now.
Well, HM, thanks so much for talking to us about your event.
Okay, thank you.